Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about discipline in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah, we don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So discipline in general, as a personality trait, but also an extension as a quality of teams and company cultures and individual contributors. So discipline has actually been something that we've brought up and has been a consistent theme in many, many of our episodes, right? For people that have been longtime listeners, you've heard us talk about it directly or indirectly many, many times, but we realize we have never talked about the subject specifically. And it's something that I've been kind of curious about. It's something that has become a bigger, bigger theme in my life. And discipline, I'll lead the discussion with this statement. Discipline has been the single most impactful change that I made that contributed the most to my success as an entrepreneur and my companies. Because discipline was the thing that was lacking for most of my entrepreneurial career and most of my life. And it's something I cultivated very late in life, just in the last, I don't know, maybe six, seven years. So I've now become very obsessed about the topic. I'm a huge fan of people like Jocko Willink. I don't know if you know him with Discipline Equals Freedom and his books.
I have his latest book. It's like all black, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
But also people like Jordan Peterson. I don't know if you know him with like the 12 rules for life or whatever it is. That talks a lot about like a lot of the themes come back to like discipline being the key to having control over yourself, to being able to accomplish the things you really want to accomplish. And discipline is a lot of times the reason when I meet entrepreneurs, especially the ones that are incredibly gifted, that are talented, in many ways, it's the one ingredient that most consistently is the one that stands out to me as the missing piece to their missing success. Like I'm like, this person is everything. Why are they struggling so much? It's usually discipline is the one thing that I can point to that's lacking. So first, let me ask you, because I'm curious, would you call yourself a disciplined person? I'm pretty sure you would, but I'm curious if you would use that term to describe yourself. And did you, if you have it today, did you always have it? Did you grow up with it? Let's talk a little bit personal first here. What's your relationship with discipline?
I find discipline and maturity kind of related. Not because I think you have to be mature to be disciplined, or you have to be disciplined. Discipline is like a sign of maturity. It's more so like when you ask me that, I would say that for a number of reasons, I probably matured really early. And at some point in my life, I earlier on, like whether it's in high school, even some extent in college, I'd hang out with people that were older than me. It just happened. It wasn't necessarily anything I consciously thought about. And, I also get along with people that are older than me. And the reason I mention that is discipline tends to be something that most people believe comes with age. As you grow older, you kind of get more disciplined. And discipline is also generally a negative word, because when I think about discipline, I'm like, oh, you know, I've never been hit in school by a teacher because I wasn't disciplined, but I've definitely been the one that got in trouble a lot for a lack of discipline in, you know, equivalent of like Sunday school I went to, or even in class, like I didn't mind cracking a joke at the teacher. I wasn't the class clown or anything by far, but like I wouldn't mind doing that. So I would say that I probably had a lack of, in my case, the lack of discipline was not necessarily in my actions, but as much more in my words. Historically, I can have a lack of discipline with my words much easier than my actions. My actions have been pretty consistent, and I have pretty good discipline with my actions, and I'm very like, on top of things when it comes to that, not necessarily with my words. So my relationship with that word and the idea of being disciplined is that in my actions and my behavior, I've been consistent since a very young age, about kind of being disciplined, consistent, having a pattern or structured, in a lot of things. But when it comes to my language and my words, I can be sloppy, meaning I can say one thing the it depends is definitely something that I know this podcast gets for me more than you probably. Because I'm of the mindset that like there's multiple points of view out there in the world on anything, and there's many different ways to do even the same thing, like eat a cake, right, or whatever. And some people will do it with their hands, some people use a spoon, some people prefer a fork, and yeah, there might be a popular way, but that doesn't mean you have to do it that way. And so, to me, like, I think with the words, I'm definitely much less disciplined and have been historically, where I need to work more to be disciplined with my words than I do with my behavior.
It's interesting. For me, I think that my challenge with being disciplined growing up is, A, I grew up with in a household where, you know, my mom was a single mom with like three boys, having a factory worker job, and she's just an incredibly sweet person. So she was just never the type of person to be very hard on us or to enforce rules. And to one degree, we obviously, you know, as children, were using that softness of my mom to basically not take responsibility for almost anything. But at the same time, we respected her enough because of the way she lived her life to never really get into any serious, serious trouble. Just always at the edge of it, but never really get into big trouble. But I personally, like, a lot of things came easy to me when I was young. And so then I got a lot of positive reinforcement growing up especially from my family, my mother and my grandfather and a bunch of people, that it was like so smart, and like smart was a word that was thrown around a lot in relation to me. So I think in very early on, I kind of developed this mind frame of when something doesn't come easy to me, I'm not interested, right? So I would pick up things, and if I wasn't instantly obviously gifted in that thing, I'd just drop it instantly. I'd be like, I'm not interested. I'm obviously not gonna be like the best in this, so then I don't want to participate at all. And that also led to like me living life or growing up in a way where I would just always choose the thing I was interested, really good at, and that came easy to me, and kind of avoid all the things that I didn't want to do. And because I was, you know, I had a natural ability to problem solve when that habit got me into any kind of trouble. And because I was always very charming, especially as a young kid, I always found a way out of problems. I always knew, and that developed a certain level of self-confidence. But then again, it reinforced me not having to be disciplined, because I kind of like, I was living in a framework of, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to do it. And even if there's trouble inside, I kind of know that I'll find a way around it. I'll find a way out of it. Or it's not going to be that bad. And that really informed most of my decision making, all the way till, you know, me being 23 and deciding to sell everything I had and come to San Francisco to build a startup. And the first 5 years of that startup and all the failures involved with it were very much informed with me always siding on the doing what I feel like doing right now, but not doing necessarily, and a lot of times, the things that needed to get done, and thinking I can get away with it. But it also comes with a feeling of dissatisfaction and a feeling of knowing that I'm not living up to my full potential. So that's kind of my history of like growing up. And so discipline really, I was always hardworking. I was always very ambitious, you know, but I always tended towards looking for ways to do the things I liked doing and I was good at doing, and always avoided anything, no matter how small it was. If I didn't want to, like, small things like paying a fine, you know, for parking fine would always escalate to, like, instead of paying the $25 right now, it would escalate to becoming a $500 bill after the 30th warning, because I didn't enjoy having to write a check and pay for this. Like, the little things would escalate to big unnecessary problems because I never really cared and didn't want to do it. And to me, learning to become consistent and disciplined was really the big key that allowed me to take control over myself. And so discipline, I think, is a really negative word because it always sounds like externally enforced, right? Being disciplined, somebody's forcing you to do things. It sounds very rigid. It sounds very like bleak. It's very military. It's very old school. It's not creative. It's not colorful. It's not inspirational. It's not fun. But I think the discipline is the personality trait that really empowers personal freedom, in the sense of, like, if you want to do something or if you think something needs to get done, you know you're going to do it, right? Because you have control over your own emotions. To me, discipline today really just means the control you have over your own emotional household and over your own mental household. Your willpower and your will is dictating what you're working on and what you're doing next, and not your mood. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs that I meet, they don't do what needs to get done. A lot of times the reason why they get in trouble is they skew towards wanting to work on the things that are a little bit more fun.
I really like that. I think that that's a really good way to think about discipline. And it actually makes sense, you know, even in my world where I can talk very emotionally, but my behavior is unemotional. And that's where the discipline kind of comes in, right? If I'm more thoughtful before I speak, I tend to have better results, and my discipline, everything just gets better that way. So I like that. I think, you know, being disciplined, you're almost implying this, and I'm curious what you think, but you might even just have said it, but it's like, what you're telling me is that being disciplined means being unemotional. Is that correct?
That is a good question. So I haven't said that. I will actually completely disagree with this, because being disciplined to me means actually being very emotional, but being able to overwrite emotions. Because if I don't feel anything, maybe if I have a regimen and I just do certain things every day and there's not a question if I feel like it or not, maybe that's the type of discipline that some people have. To me, discipline is the most valuable at times when I am emotional, at times where I am in a mood that doesn't lend itself to, like, when I don't want to do something, when I feel lethargic or depressed or tired or moody or angry, when my emotions would lead me to do things that are self-destructing or not productive, and my mind in this case and my commitment to certain things is overriding that emotion, and I go, well, I know I feel like not doing anything right now, but I'm going to go over and fill out this paperwork and get it done because it needs to get done, and I said I would do it, right? So I'm overriding that emotion. To me, discipline is most useful and valuable when I'm the most irrationally emotional, or when I'm most in the most moody sense. When I don't feel any emotion, when I just go through, like, habitual things that I do every single day because I'm committed to it, I mean, it's valuable there as well. But the most valuable to me is when I am emotional. That's when discipline is the most valuable tool in my toolbox.
Okay, so I'm going to read something I wrote based on a quote and how I was feeling about a week ago. So I wrote this on a Saturday, I think, and it was on Instagram, and I put it on Facebook too. So the quote is from Mahatma Gandhi, and the quote is, "A man is but a product of his thoughts, what he thinks he becomes." And I rephrase that a little bit and said, "A person is but a product of their thoughts, what they think they become," just because I actually believe, you know, we should be more gender neutral in our quotes. Mahatma Gandhi didn't know any better at the time. But, like, I feel like that is just, that's how I would rephrase it. So I did that. And then I said, "I was pondering this quote today as I reflect on my own thoughts over the past week and realize how much of an impact they have on me and those who are around me. My thoughts this week were coming from a place of anxiety and doubt, not typical of my mindset. So I took some time and went for a walk. Then I meditated in silence for an hour." I actually did this because I just had to, because, again, my thoughts were full of anxiety and doubt, and that's not me. And then what I wrote after that was, "What came to me was a reminder to respect my own thoughts and countless memories and feelings of what happens when I take thoughts full of anxiety and doubt and turn them into actions for positive change." So for me, the reason I shared that is because when you were talking, I was like, oh yeah. So what Steli's saying is, no, discipline is actually about emotion, but discipline is more about getting through emotion in a productive way and making sure you're able to do that consistently. Because That's the problem I had that week. The whole week was full of this doubt that I didn't really recognize. And I had to go spend time with it by going for a walk and then coming back and still not feeling the best, but better, and realizing I just need to be quiet, you know, and just meditate. And it helps me because I actually don't have a hard time shutting off my brain when I'm meditating. Like, unlike I think a lot of people I've met, I can also sit here and think about nothing and not really, like, you know, it's just okay. But when I'm not in that mode, that's not my best self. So I think this discipline, this idea of discipline, being able to move through emotion that are holding you back, it seems to be kind of what I think you're getting at. So it's not that, like, being disciplined means you're unemotional. It's that being disciplined means you're working through your emotions in a disciplined way, right? You're recognizing them and you're working through them. And I think this has something a lot to do with our mindfulness episode as well, where we talk a lot about things like this.
Yeah.
So to me, it comes full circle where, you know, we did this episode because you and I talk about discipline and things like that a lot. We've also done a lot of episodes like it, like 286. Episode 286 was the mindfulness one. And it really just boils down to how are you able to control your emotion and be disciplined about it? Because everything starts and ends there. Because what I noticed is I was impacting the people around me with this doubt and anxiety that I normally don't feel. And I haven't felt like that in a long time, in that way, for such a prolonged period of time. And it was just a good reminder and recognition that, like, I know how to manage that. I can be disciplined about my emotions. Because for me, again, as I said before, when you asked the question, I can spill that emotion into my words and my language really easily. Most people who know me know this, like, really well. But people who don't know me very well probably can't guess that. And that's because I am able to manage my emotions very well, even in times of crisis. Partly because of just childhood upbringing, as well as, like, starting so many companies. It's like, you know, like, yep. Whatever, like, bring the, you know, bring the next thing. It's okay. Whatever it is, good, bad, ugly, we get through it all every time. Right. It really, really inspired me to share that, because I think that's what you're trying to say. I wouldn't want anyone to leave this podcast today and think that we're telling you to be unemotional. We're actually probably telling you the opposite. Be more emotional, but figure out what the emotions are and get through them.
Yeah.
In a disciplined way.
Yeah. Using, like, whenever your emotions are pointing you in a productive place or in a positive place, you use them as fuel. But when they're not, you don't use them as excuse. You don't use them as a wall. Or as a prison, and just because you don't feel like doing something, you're not doing it. Or just because you're insecure, you're lashing out. Or just because you're angry, you're acting irrational. Or just because you're feeling a little depressed and sad, you just let yourself go and don't do the work and don't show up and don't honor your word or your commitments to your teammates, your company, your customers, whatever it is. I think that the message really is that discipline can be a way to, again, yeah, not be like some kind of a robotic soldier archetype that doesn't feel anything and just acts the same way every day, in and out, regardless of what the world looks like. No, the idea is to, you know, be a passionate, emotional, creative human being, but use, like, be in control of your emotions, in the sense that when you have inevitable human negative emotions, these are not your emotions don't become a tyrant that are pushing you around and get the worst out of you, but you can overcome or control or push through your emotions to always be your best self and always do the things that you know are important to do. And that's going to make you feel amazing. Like, that's going to instantly take a negative emotion and turn it into a massive positive one. There's very few things in life that make me feel as proud and as excited as when I really didn't feel like doing something and I did it and still kept my word. And then instantly the emotion changes and that negativity turns around into feeling proud of myself and feeling happy that I went through it. And although I didn't want to, I'm at a much better place when I take an action, although I didn't feel like it, than when I take an action when I feel like it, right? This sounds bizarre, but you know, I know that I overcame that inner tyrant of emotion. I know that I pushed through it. That makes me feel a little better about myself. And then I think, what else can I do that I didn't feel like doing recently? What else is difficult? Like I'm on a roll here. Let's get to it. And so some of my best days and where I create the most value start not in a positive place emotionally, but in a negative place emotionally, funny enough. And that was something that was completely lacking in my life for most of it. So I think many startup teams, many founders, many entrepreneurs, because by trade, you have to be creative because you do a lot of creative problem solving, because you're tackling and creating new solutions and new products and new services. A lot of that creativity, a lot of that ingenuity is an incredibly powerful thing. And a lot of startups are born out of positive emotion of inspiration, having big goals and visions and being motivated and wanting to accomplish things. And all that stuff is fucking beautiful. But the one, if you have all of that and you're consistently struggling, maybe over many, many years as an entrepreneurial career, I would take a hard look today in the mirror and ask myself, could it be that I'm lacking discipline? Could it be that discipline is the missing piece of the puzzle, that if I could push through my emotions, especially when I don't feel like doing things or when I am afraid of doing things, could, if I just changed that, if I worked on that personal habit, could that make all the difference? Or is that the thing that's holding me back? And in many cases, not all, but in many cases, that's something I point to entrepreneurs. I push that button, I have them look at that. And then when they start working on it, it makes a massive difference.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
All right, that's it from us for this episode.
Get disciplined.
Get disciplined. We'll hear you soon. Bye-bye.